Assalamu alaikum warahmatullahi wabarakatuh. Welcome, welcome, welcome on this lovely Sunday afternoon with myself, Muhammad Lambat, on Radio Islam, medium wave 1548. And you are tuned into the Globetrotting program, alhamdulillah. And what a lovely week and day this is today. It's just been, the weather's just been improving all the time. And now is where everybody's starting already preparing for examinations. And on the other hand, while preparing for examinations, the holiday preparations have started already. Believe me, those preparations have to be done now. Because if you wait a little longer, you are sure to pay exorbitant prices for your tickets. Perfect example. We are booking at the moment for Vietnam. And we booked a few months ago, and that's what we paid then. And we are now booking in this week. The difference in price is almost 5,000 rands per ticket. And that's what's happening at the moment. So the closer you come to the time that you want to depart, the more expensive it becomes. So be very, very careful when you're doing your bookings, when you're doing your planning of your holidays. Try and book your flights early. Even if you don't do the hotels earlier, do your bookings of your flights early, because at the moment, although we hear there's recession in the world, there's things happening, people don't have money to travel, but when you go to the airports and you go to the airlines, there's no tickets available. What's happening? There's no tickets available. Believe me when I tell you, we're doing it now, and we find that there's no tickets. Many, many people are asking me to assist them. I can't do much, because it's last minute. Especially if you're flying with connecting flights. For example, if you're going from Johannesburg to Dubai and from Dubai to your destination, sometimes one of the legs are definitely full. And having that in mind, you are now paying much more because your class is changing. Now, when we hear that of class, many a times many people feel that when you talk of class in the plane, you have economy class, business class and first class. It's not like that. In economy class, you have different classes also. Different classes, categories of classes in economy class. The seats are the same, everything is the same. But your class is different and you pay much more. So that is something you've got to bear in mind, you've got to consider and think about all that. Another thing I want to bring to your attention, at the moment, many people, I myself have found this, on the Emirates flights, the 777-300s, not the new ones, not the new 380s, the 777-300s, the ones that fly from Dubai to Johannesburg, those have become old. And there are many, many people complaining. The monitors don't work, the headsets don't work, and what is becoming worst is that the seats are becoming harder and harder as you travel. And we find many people complaining about the seats. It becomes so hard that you sometimes get cramps while sitting on that seat. So if you have experienced that, please complain. It doesn't help to just come back and say the seats were hard, complain about the seats to yourself and that's it. Complain to Emirates. Tell them what you feel about the seating. Tell them what you feel about the plane. Things have to be done. You are paying exorbitant prices, but they're not making changes in the plane. So let them make changes by you complaining. So send them emails, put it on Twitter, send messages across, get it to Emirates and let them know. Alternatively, inform your travel agent and write a letter to them and tell them please to forward it. Send it to Emirates. Let them feel it. Because it is now, they are now probably taking advantage where they're just taking it for granted, and the seats are now getting harder and harder. And traveling and sitting for 7 to 8 hours on that hard seats is not on. I complained myself. I had many passengers that were with us also on flight that complained. So please be part of the complainers. I always say try not to complain, but in this case, complain. 7 to 8 hours sitting on their hard seats is not on. You're paying exorbitant prices. Prices are going up all the time. So please complain about the seating in the Emirates flights 777-300s. And that will help everyone. That will help the next person. Once they fix it, it will help the next person to sit comfortable in the economy class seatings. Not everybody can afford business in first class. So those that are sitting in economy class, you have difficulty, you find it difficult, complain about it. It will make a difference for others and it will benefit. Allah will see you right for that, inshallah. So try and do that. Now, we are already in the holiday season. We've come to the time where people have already decided where they want to go, what they want to do. This year is different. This year we're having our school holidays. School closes around about, is it the 12th of December this year, I think. So the school closes around about the 12th of December and open up around about 7th, 8th of January. So you've got very short holidays this year. So whoever is planning for holidays, you get your act together. And if you haven't booked your tickets, believe me, you are going to pay an arm and a leg for prices for tickets. Destination, choice destination, where you want to go to, different choices, many people ask. And my advice is, if you are looking to go at this time of the year, the weather-wise, you cannot go to the west because it's cold. You're looking at United States, Canada, it's extremely cold. You're looking at up north to us, which you're looking at Europe, for example, very cold. You're looking at Russia, extremely cold. You're looking further up, more colder. So the best at the moment is the Far East. Alternatively, you're looking at South America, or you're looking at Indo-Pak, India, Pakistan, around there. That is fine. Weathers are okay, because as those countries, you have weathers with temperatures of 18, 20, 22, up to 28, 30 degrees. So that's fine. We can handle that. So when your choice of holidays come, think of those countries also. Think of those places, because now is the time where you cannot go to Europe and the West. So go there. So many people are choosing to go to those destinations. The flights out of South Africa. You have Singapore Airlines. You have Malaysian Airlines no more here. Then you have SAA. You have Cathay Pacific. You have Emirates. You have Qatar. You have all those flights flying out of South Africa. But remember, you have transit times. You have layovers in different airports. Wherever you're going, make the correct choice. Now, another thing about pricing on tickets. Just a tip when it comes to pricing on tickets. If you're flying from Johannesburg, for example, you're on a flight to Bangkok, but you want to go via or you're flying on Emirates. If you fly on Emirates, if your layover is short, maybe 2 hours or 3 hours, you'll pay more. If you have a layover of 7, 8, 10 hours, you will pay less. So if you are prepared to stick around at the airport, your airport in between your layover airport, which is Dubai airport, if you prepare to stick around there at the airport for 7, 8 hours, you are sure to get much cheaper flights. So you can consider that. Alternatively, you have your short layovers of 1, 2, 3 hours, you are going to pay much more on your flight tickets. So that is where the difference comes. But if you are booking, we are pretty late to get bookings or to get flights flying out. If you're booking on packages and so on, now is the time to rather just grab, because you are sure going to miss the boat. Many people have come up and are looking for flights out. They're looking for packages to go out in December. Lots of packages are booked already. I give you myself for example. We're flying out to Vietnam in December, on the 24th of December. Already in June and July, we were fully booked. We were fully booked and we oversubscribed by over 160 people that want to join us. We cannot take more people. We have a limit cut off and we stopped and period. We cannot take more people. Like that, we have many people asking us, please, can you just take us on? Can you just book us on? This week, I had people asking me, 5 people, please, can't you just add 5 people? Please, man, please. We cannot do that. Fully booked. Tickets are booked. Everything paid for, sorted and done. Unfortunately, that's the way it is. So just be very, very wary and very careful on when it comes to bookings and when it comes to flight out. Try and book early. So that's the way. Make sure you are, like I always say, the early bird. Years, months and days are flying past us. Just the other day we were preparing for Ramadan. And then we said Kurbani, we're preparing for Kurbani, getting done for Kurbani. And we now have about just over 6 months for Ramadan again. All this is major signs of Qiyamah. The world is going so fast. The actions of people is changing so rapidly that we do things and not realize if it's correct or not. We tend to harm people and we find it as just one of those things. We say things that are so harmful and think nothing about it. we've become so hard these days that we hear from time to time where people will say, I'll not forgive this person, or, you know, it comes to a point where Allah forgives. Who are we? You know, this is one motto in life that we all should have. When you do things with sincerity and others try to put obstacles, by Allah, the effects are close. Keep this motto, that what goes around always comes around. It's envy that is the number one factor that destroys not only one person, but nations and generations. In this week, I received a call from a listener whom I do not even know. And we got chatting about a trip to Vietnam. They want to undertake a trip to Vietnam. And they would like to undertake, and they wanted assistance and all that. And during the conversation, we drifted and spoke a little about envious people. And just generally talking, how envious some people are when one travels a lot. And it's one thing that cannot be hidden. And you can't just hide and travel and come back. These days, people do find out that you've traveled. People do find out of your travels, and they tend to send side comments. And that is pure, it's pure envy. You know, there's some people that when you travel abroad, and when you come back from a certain destination, and you'll hear that person saying, oh, there comes Mr. Camoz, or there comes Mr. America, or there comes Mr. Vietnam. They would say that purely out of envy, I would say. They put a Mr. in front of whichever country you've been to. And that is out of envy. Now, if you read between the lines, you know that there is envy, but just, you know, you tend to ignore it. Therefore, it is of utmost importance to fulfill our dutiful Islamic acts before we leave to go anywhere. We should ask the Almighty Allah for assistance, protection, whenever going away anyway. Remember, we are going to a destination where sometimes we know nobody and are total strangers to the destination. The only being that can and will be of assistance is our Creator. Let us not forget the Musalla at home. We tend to go for holiday, and we make a holiday from Salat as well, which is a common practice. Let us take our Salat with us. Let Allah's mercy shower on us. And as we are most of the time Musafir when abroad, and during those times, it is more likely that Allah will accept our du'as. It is mentioned that Allah does not turn the du'as of a musafir away. So let us take advantage of that. Life is so short today. Look at the deaths that's surrounding us. Young people passing on, leaving their parents behind. Let us change our hearts and take our malice and jealousy out. Let us make things easy for ourselves. You find today young people, heart attacks passing on, heart attacks in hospital. You know, it's unfortunately like that. So that is life. Let us change our style. Let us change our way of doing things. Yeah, enough of, I would say, let me call it a madrasa lesson. Enough of the madrasa lesson. You tune into Radio Islam with myself, Muhammad Lambat, on the Globetrotting program. And as you know, the Globetrotting program, the name says it all. That's exactly what we're going to do. We are going to be Globetrotting. Today we're visiting a country that is divided into four main regions. Firstly, the Central Plains. 24 provinces make up the center of Thailand. The rain-fed network of rivers, canals, makes this the most fertile part, supporting vast fields of rice. As we know, rice comes from that side also. And sugarcane also comes from there. And you get a variety of fruit which comes from Thailand, or comes from that part of the world. Some of the older settlements are found there, along with some of the most dazzling temples, the day and night markets, and historical ruins. Now, if you see just the architecture of all the temples that they've got there, you don't have to go and sit and visit the temples inside and see what they're doing, but just the architecture of how they've built those things and what they've done, that is just amazing. You find some fancy pagodas, some fancy temples, the way they've built it. It's the architecture that amazes me all the time. Whenever I go to all these Far Eastern countries, I'm taken aback with that. The architecture, beautiful. And they take pride in every small little detail when it comes to the architecture. Then we have the north. Its hilly ranges are home to most of the hill tribe population, slimly populated and undisturbed by modern men. These mountain ranges have fast, rugged vistas, waterfalls, and footpaths where one can discover these remarkable features. Now, if you see Thailand, they have many waterfalls, especially even if you're looking at Malaysia, for example, the northern part of Malaysia, waterfalls, forests, trees, jungles, beautiful, and those you can visit. It's not dangerous to go in there. This region is endowed with a wide range of traditional culture and architecture, including some of the country's most majestic buildings. Thirdly, we have the Northeast. There, the traditional customs continue to flourish. The area rests on a plateau compared to the rest of the country. The pace is slower, but the people retain the same friendliness that is found throughout the Kingdom of Thailand. And those people across, in fact, the whole of the Far East, if you find, those people are humble people, beautiful people, lovely people that are so, they're unique people. And I, you know, whenever we travel to the Far East, I just love those people. They are so kind, you can ask them anything. You'll have the exception, but many a times, you'll find that those people are humble. You ask them for directions, you ask them for anything, they are open to assist all the time. And finally, you have the South, which is a beach person's paradise. Scattered islands off the coast, and it is a tropical haven. Brightly painted fishing boats, it catch a myriad of seafood and long stretches of white sandy beaches. The world seems brighter and more serene there, and one's childhood dream of tropical beauty is within a few hours of reach. And you look at those white sandy beaches with turquoise waters. And that is at the south of Thailand. It is bordered to the north by Laos and Myanmar, to the east by Laos and Cambodia, and to the south by the Gulf of Thailand and Malaysia, and to the west by the Andaman Sea of Myanmar. The central region has a dramatic history and its heritage of ancient temples, battlefields, and ruins. And the two capitals are a continuing fascination for visitors. The east and west sea coasts at the region's southern end also draws huge numbers of visitors every year. Because every year you find the people going there. Why? Because of the beautiful beaches. You'll hear lots of people saying, we're going to Phuket. Phuket is such a common place to go to. But with Phuket come much, much, much more beauty. And there's so much more to see. What I love so much of that particular region is where you find those small little mountains in the ocean. How beautiful. Now, the city's residents spend long weekends enjoying the relaxing seaside atmosphere, while holidaymakers from around the world discover the delights of the tropical beach life. On the eastern side, it has 400 kilometers of coastline, with some of the finest beaches in Asia. Coastal cities have an enormous range of resorts, hotels, and guest houses. On the west coast, resorts attract international travelers who prefer their more sophisticated yet laid-back atmosphere. Far from the sea is the northwest of the region. There are forested mountains, waterfalls, caves, national parks, the wildlife sanctuaries on the border with Myanmar. It provides some of the most enthralling sceneries. The people are famous for their courtesy and hospitality, and the region is also noted for its variety of cultural tradition. To sum it up, it is a rich land in terms of the abundance of its natural resources, the fertility of its soil, the diversity of its people, and its commercial viability. And what is so common to see is people that go to Thailand, they go for elephant rides in the jungle, and you'll find them canoeing, you'll find them going through those shopping areas. And now, when I say shopping, you have street shopping as well as shopping on the river. Now, that is something that when you go into Thailand, you must do that. You go for shopping on those rivers. Now, talking of shopping, as we know, Bangkok is synonymous to the word shopping. When you talk Bangkok or you talk Thailand, most commonly Bangkok, the auntie's eyes just all start flashing and they just say, shopping. Yes, shopping. There's a lot of shopping to be done in Bangkok. Now, there's lots of different places. There's night markets. There's one underground market which is just near the main MBK center. That market, underground market, has got so much of stuff. And believe me, good quality stuff too. I've shopped there. I've seen the clothing that they've got there. Believe me, it is good quality. People come and tell you otherwise. The quality is not so good. It's fake. It's whatever it is. But the materials that I use on lots of those clothings are definitely of good quality. So sometimes we have the tendency of saying we have to buy original. We have to buy original brand names, I would call it. You don't have to buy original brand names. You get the same material, probably not with a Nike tick on there, but you'll get the same quality of clothing. Now, that you'll find lots in Bangkok, and you'll find many, many, many times, if you are in Bangkok City, you'll find lots and lots of foreigners doing shopping, especially people from Africa, buying stuff in bags, lots, and bringing it out. And when you come in the plane also, you'll find them bringing lots of bags. They bring it and they sell. That's what's happening at the moment when it comes to Bangkok. Now, talking of shopping, there is a weekend market in Bangkok. It's once only popular amongst the wholesalers and traders, but it's called Chatuchak Weekend Market, and it has reached a landmark status as a must-visit place for tourists. Its sheer size and diverse collections of merchandise will bring any seasoned shopper to their knees, that's for sure. This is where you can literally shop till you drop. You must have heard that, shop till you drop. Now, it's called the Chatuchak Market. It's only during weekends. You'll find lots of these wholesalers, retailers, even coming from Phuket, they would come and do their shopping at the Chatuchak Market. They'd buy from there and take stuff to sell. And people that buy from the Chatuchak during the week sell in town. Weekends they go to Chatuchak, they buy the stuff and they come back into town and they sell during the week. Now it's a 35-acre area, and that is the home of Chatuchak Market, which has more than 8,000 market stalls. On a typical weekend, more than 200,000 visitors go there to surf through the goods on offer. You get veteran shoppers who would agree that just about everything is on sale there. Although not all at the best bargain rates, but if you have one weekend in Bangkok, squeeze in a day trip to Chatuchak Weekend Market and you will definitely not be disappointed. Now, for the first timers, if you're going there for the very first time on a weekend, conquering Chatuchak may seem like an impossible task. But don't worry, there's a system to help you navigate your way through Chatuchak Market. Inside, one main walkway encircles the entire market. Now, when you go in there, you'll find there's all fence around there. There's an entrance which you're going to go through. And that entrance, now, it's so very easy. You take the rail. You go with the rail right to Chatuchak Market. As soon as you come off the railway tracks, there is a bridge that's crossing over the main road, and from there you come down the walkway, and you are right at the entrance of Chatuchak Market. And you come there, there's a few entrances, but where you will come through will be one of the main entrances. When you get into that gate, now if you stand in front, if you turn left or you turn right, there's one massive circle around this whole place. And in between, there's lots of other markets. Now, the circle that you would get is where you get shops on the right and left as you're walking around the ring of the place. But as you go inside, now you'll find lots of other galleys and alleys going in between. You go in between and there's many, many, many shops. Those of you that's been to Turkey and if you went to the main bazaar, you would find very similar to that. But only thing, this is round. The building, the complex is round, but very similar to that when you go to the inside. So that is the amazing part. And there's just so much to shop. There's so much things to do. Now, these alleyways are grouped into sections, with 27 sections in all. You will find more than one category of goods contained in one section. The same category of goods will appear again in another section, probably. In terms of locating your category of goods, the system is rather useless because it's all mixed up. But it will come in handy when you try to locate your particular stall or where your exact location is on the Chatuchak map. Now, when you get into the front entrance, you will see that they've got the maps. They've got maps of all the stall numbers. and every stall that you will go in, you will go to, have got the number, has got the number on the top. So even if anybody gets lost, and if you're phoning around to one another, you can phone and give the stall number. It's on the map, and you will find your. It's very easy to work your way into that market. And another way to find your way around the Chatuchak is to find points of reference as you go along. You'll find they've got in between. They've got like statues, or they've got like pillars, and they've got different things which you can use as a landmark. Now, the MRT station that I spoke of is, as well as the banks and the numbered entrance gates, are all good points of references. Now, the MRT station is one of the points where when you get off, you can see it from almost all the different sides. You can see where the station is, and you can go right to that point and meet up with your people there. And you can use the map to locate the references to find the correct orientation. And then you have a clock tower, which is also a huge tower in the middle. And that you can get, that can assist you in finding your way if you get lost when you come to the Chatuchak market. We'll continue right after the break. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Welcome back. If you just joined us, you're listening to myself, Muhammad Lambat, on Radio Islam, Medium Wave 1548. On the Globe Trotting program. Today, as you heard, we're talking about Thailand, specifically Thailand, because of a destination, as I said earlier, coming towards this part of the year. The destination of choice for holiday is more towards the Far East, Middle East, Far East, weather-wise. Or if you're looking south, then you've got Australia, New Zealand, you've got the South America or the southern part of Africa. Now, those are all the countries. So specifically now we're talking of Thailand. Lots of people tend to go to Thailand also for holiday. You're looking at the whole Far East, which lots of people tend to do their holidays during this time of the year. You can follow us on Instagram. That's Globetrotting25. That's GlobeTrotting25, Globetrotting25. And also on our website, www.globetrotting.co.za. It's globetrotting.co.za. Now, how to get to the Chatuchak market? Now, you're hearing the word Chatuchak, you must be laughing also. It sounds so funny. But you know what? When I for the first time heard Chatuchak, I said Chatuchak. But that's the way these people, they have pronunciation of their own words. The names of things also. It's according to their culture, their way of life. They have their pronunciation. For example, we have Tembaguayo, and we have all their different names here, and Sipo and Koza and all that. Even for them it's something different. For them it's something different when they listen to ours and they laugh on this side. So likewise, the word Chatuchak sounds very, very, very different. But it is a market that if you are there for a weekend, if you are in Bangkok City for a weekend, you must go to Chatuchak market. There are lots of things that you will get from there. If you want to do your shopping while you're in Thailand, believe me, you're talking of branded stuff as well as you're going to get rip-offs. But branded stuff you're going to get at very good prices. You've got to negotiate with them. Most of the places there, you have to negotiate with them. Now, how to get to the Chatuchak market? You go onto the BTS, the SkyTrain, to Mo Chit Station, M-O-C-H-I-T, Mo Chit Station. You take exit number 1 and follow the crowd until you see the rows of canvas stalls selling the different types of clothes, which is right in front. But like I said, you get off the train. When you come off, there's a walk bridge across the main road. And right in front of you, as you come down the staircase, you will find all those canvas tents. And that's where you'll find the market is right there. And that is the clothing section already from the outside. And as you come to the main entrance further down, you'll see the crowds. When you take that rail going to that particular station, you are sure to follow the crowd as you go. You will never get lost, and you'll find your way into the market, and you can do what you have to. But the thing is, when you get there, remember you are spending almost 3/4 day. So try and wear light and comfortable clothing because it is really hot there. Wear comfortable shoes because there's lots of walking to be done. Protect yourself against the sun, because as you're walking in between, there's lots of sun there. You have your sunglasses, your hat, which is normal for South Africans. Try and carry your knapsack or your backpack with you, where you can store some of your stuff while walking, because carrying all those bags all the time will be a bit of a mission. And always, in fact, whenever you're traveling abroad, There's one thing I always love to do, and I always advise people to do, is carry a bottle of water with you. We have these knapsacks that we carry sometimes that has the pockets on the sides. Put at least one or two bottles of water. It may get heavier as you're carrying it, but carry water with you. You don't know when you need it. Sometimes you need it for... You also may need it for the toilets, but in that part of the world, what I like most is they have those bidet showers in all the toilets. Most of the toilets, I would say. And that's the advantage. But water, drinking water, make sure you keep the bottles with you. And then there are ATMs there if you want to draw money. And what you should watch out for, because the area is crowded all the time, there's lots of people there, like any other part of the world, wherever you go where there's lots of people, watch your pockets. You will get pickpockets. Unfortunately, the world is like that. It's not only in South Africa, the world is like that. You will get pickpockets, so watch your belongings. And then plan to go early in the morning, because once the late afternoon becomes very hot and crowded there. So try and go early in the morning and get out from there quickly. And as I said earlier, there are maps available. So when you get to the entrance, grab a map and you do your thing. You walk in and you start doing your thing then. So you have your map, you have all those things with you. Do your shopping. And very easy, because once you do all your shopping, finish out of there onto the MTS rail and you back out into Bangkok City. Very quick. You don't need to take a taxi. It will cost you much, much more. So rather take the rail and go across with the rail. It works out very much cheaper. Now, you must have heard that Bangkok has got lots of floating markets. Now, the floating markets that you have, when they say floating markets, it's the markets that are on the river, on boats. Now, those boats, or boat shops are very, very popular. And just the mere fact that it's an attraction, even if you're not going to buy anything on there, go for this tour. It is so lovely. You go to the river, you get onto a small little canoe yourself. Well, they have a guide with you. The guide will row through, and they'll take you to the place where there's hundreds and hundreds of canoes, but narrow canoes. Each canoe has a person on there that is selling stuff on the water, and it's the floating market that they call. And you'll find that from there, you'll find different places. As you're going along, you weave through them. Now, they are so jam-packed together, but these guys know exactly how. They just weave through them, because a canoe has a nose in front. So they just push their nose into the gaps, and they just push their way forward, and they go through onto the other side. While you are there, if you would like to buy anything, you'd like to purchase anything from those market, from those floating market stalls, I would call them, the boats, you ask your guy just to stop the boat, buy what you have to buy. They'll take it, put in a packet for you. It's like one-on-one. It's a counter. It looks like that. And you just carry on riding or with the boat, and you go to the next one. And you find lots of different things that they're selling. Even though the transactions are more concerned with tourists rather than locals these days, the floating market boats are still piled high with tropical fruit, vegetable, and those are all fresh fruit and vegetable. They have ready-to-go coconut juice, then you get the local food. It's basically floating kitchens right on the boat. And to enjoy the atmosphere without haggling over prices, try relaxing on a guided boat tour of one of the markets, the Damnoon Sadwak Market, which is the floating markets. You get different ones. You get the Toling Chan Market, and then you get the Bankuwiang Market, the Thaka, and then you get the Damnoon. So you get different markets which you can go through. And you go to... The best thing I would say is just the experience of looking at how these people operate, how confident they are, how happy they are. And it's just amazing to see that they have shops on the river. Beautiful. Alhamdulillah, beautiful. Now, you have, as I said, different markets. Different markets on different... It's probably the same river, but at different points. Now, just a few kilometers outside of Bangkok City, but still far enough to not yet have been converted into a full-scale tourist attraction, is the charming Teling Chen floating market. Yes, that's the one. It has everything you need to spend at least a half a day without having to book a tour, as it is far more genuine than the big famous markets. There you can enjoy a great seafood lunch, sitting on the floor with the locals. Now you'll see, you go onto the boats, and then they have a little platform. You can get off your boat, sit on the side there with the locals. You can have a seafood meal with them if need be. You see how they're doing it in front of you. So if they're grilling it, they have their grills on top there. You can see that they're grilling it. It's pure, it's clean. What they do is they cut the fish or whatever you want to have. They cut it in front of you. The marinade also, they have very simple marinades. Nothing so technical and where they're going to put any liquor or anything. They don't do that. You will talk to them and they'll do it according to how you want it. They'll grill that fish for you there. They'll do what they have to do. And then you can enjoy that meal with them there. You can ride a long-tail boat around the nearby Klong's canals for about it's just about 100-150 baht. And do a bit of silly shopping and some food tasting as you're going along. They'll let you taste all the different fruits and different nuts and all that. You can do that as you're going along. You can even get a foot massage under the trees for a small amount. So while you're riding those boats, you will see on the side of the... I wouldn't say the shore, but you'll see platforms on the side. They have foot massages. So what you do is you get off, the masseurs are there, you have a foot massage for about half an hour or so. They have half an hour, they have 45 minutes, they have 1 hour, and sometimes they have 1.5 hours. You have your foot massage, you get back onto the boat, and you carry on riding. Now, you can still enjoy all that as a day tour outside, something different from the normal getting into the taxi, going for a city tour, looking at what's happening in town and all that thing. Very, very different. You can do that even. Now, the floating markets are irresistible to both the Thai people as well as tourists. So you'll find mixed tourists and Thai people coming together on the floating rivers, on the floating shops or floating markets, I would say. Wherever there's a weekend floating market, there's definitely food. And in the Far East, if you take note, food is primary. Wherever you go, whatever you do, street corners, you find wherever tourist attractions, the first thing is food. And where there is food, there's a crowd. But some markets are so popular that they just don't feel real anymore because they are so busy. So try and go on the outskirts, much better, and you'll find it's more interesting, more attention is given to you as a tourist. Because you are now far from the city center, from coming from the middle of everything. You are now going out to the outskirts. Much more better. My advice is look for those. There's quite a few of these markets that you'd find that are quite far. Now, the entrance of the market is not all that impressive with a green plastic roof sheltering all that. Now, that is the market that when you're getting on for the very first time as you come in. But once you get on and you get onto those boats and you start riding those boats, very, very different, very interesting, and it's, I would say, fun. You'll really enjoy it. Now, you have that particular floating market which opens on a Saturday and a Sunday, on a weekend only. And the easiest way to get there is by taxi. You can, but you can get there with a BTS, but it's easier to get through by taxi. You just tell them you want to go to the Taling Chan floating market. It's a weekend market. Everything is available there. So go for that one. That's very interesting. Now, when we go to Bangkok, we have the tendency, lots of people phone and they would ask me also, I'm going to Bangkok, I'm going to be in Bangkok, what must I do here? Now, it's not only the city. It's not only the city itself. You have many, many other places on the outskirts. You do your Bangkok tours probably for 3 days or so, if you are going to Phuket for another 4 or 5 days. Phuket is a total chill out. You do have a small little town there though, but it's a total chill out. Even in Bangkok, it's really, really busy. The city itself also is extremely busy. There's lots of things to do in Bangkok. Shopping is obviously on everybody's agenda. First things first is shopping. Now, if you're looking at shopping in the city itself, you have the MBK Center. Now, the MBK Shopping Center, which is in the city center, which is a huge shopping center. It's a multi-story. MBK is probably Bangkok's most legendary shopping mall, popular with both tourists and locals. 8 floors packed with over 2,000 shops that sell everything from clothing, fashion accessories, handbags, leather products, luggage, furniture, electronics, cell phones, electric appliances, cameras, DVDs, you name it, you have everything there. And also, your branded stores, most of your branded stores are in the MBK shopping center. Now, MBK shopping center is, you'll find it as you go into town, you'll never miss it. You ask anybody who has MBK and they will definitely point it out to you. You'll find entire floors dedicated with shoes and handbags, fashion and clothing. You'll find cell phones and furniture. Like every shopping complex in Bangkok, there's an enormous food court, which is normally right on the top. They have the topmost level where they have a food court. But this particular one at MBK Center is huge. Now, the total spread of the size of this particular area is about 89,000 square meters. And it was still growing from the last time I went there. They were busy expanding to the side. And they were even going bigger. Now, MBK Shopping Center has got a lot for you to do. Lots of shopping, very reasonable prices. Most of the shops have got fixed pricing there. So you cannot bargain with them. Unlike the markets where you can bargain with them, there you can. To start with fashion outlets, you can cover everything from jeans, outsized clothing for the larger guys, and then you have shoes, handbags, accessories, jewelry. You have famous name brands also. The bargain prices of many of these items mean that merchandise is often... if you find where you find the prices are very, very cheap, you'll find copy products. But they are selling them, they're just like over the counter, like normal. But if it's very, very cheap, then you know that those are the copy products. But you would find branded stuff manufactured in Thailand, and you find lots of stuff manufactured in Vietnam and sent to Thailand also. Branded stuff also again. But if your idea of a shopping bargain is to pay just a few baht or dollar wise or in our rand wise for an Adidas t-shirt or a Gucci belt or something, then authenticity is not an issue. You go straight to MBK. Many of the products that can be found there are similar to that at markets, but the convenience of shopping in an air-conditioned environment beats all those markets where it's sticky, hot, and you know, it becomes very difficult for you there. So it's to go to MBK, fantastic. It's a heaven for electronic goods and cell phones also. You'll find lots of shopping centers there, lots of shops in between that's got cell phones. Now, the cell phones that you've got are really, really cheap. You have Android phones, which you can pick up, dual SIM Android phones, very similar to Samsung looks. You'll pick them up for about rand-wise, 3,000 rand, 3,200, 3,500 rand. Works just as well. Crystal clear cameras, fantastic phones itself. You will definitely find all that. And that's available there in the MBK Shopping Center. Now, the timing there also is 10 o'clock in the morning till 10 o'clock at night. That's how they operate there. So you have the MBK Shopping Center, which is right in town. Then, we always hear of the night markets in the Far East. Every Far East country has got night markets. No different in Bangkok. You have the Pet Pong night market. Now, the markets around Bangkok offer fascinating shopping experiences compared to the air-conditioned MBK mall that we spoke of now. Though they are hot and sticky, mazes with alleys after alleys of shops selling everything from one-off fashion accessories to just about anything which is farm fresh flowers, you get agricultural produce, you get everything there, as well as excellent bargains. The market also offers a slice of local life and a great opportunity to sample the kind of food that you won't find anywhere else in the restaurants also. But be very careful, because there's very, very few Malaysian Muslims that are selling stuff, the halal stuff. So select and choose for those people. So you will find halal food in that area, but just be very careful and just check around. Because quite a few Malaysians there, or I would say Malaysian restaurants, Muslim restaurants, or not restaurants as such, but those little so-called tuck shop kind of things where they have food. If you want to, you can try them out. Check that also. Now, that is right at the Pet Pong market. Now, after recently cleaning up its act of parallel products and all that, Pet Pong became one of the must night shopping destinations to any shopper or any tourist that go there. It's found in a built-up area known as Silom. The place is always busy and chaotic, with all the commotion from there's loud music and all that on the one side. If you go, there's different areas there. The one area, they've just got music and clubs and all those things. As you go further, it's more quiet, easier to shop, but it's narrow streets with all the night I would say gazebos that's put up on the left and on the right, in front of all the shops, on the street, on the pavements, lined up for probably hundreds and hundreds of meters. And you're going to find just about anything and everything in all the different stalls that you have on both sides. And that's what you're going to find right in town. Now, the timing of the Patbon market is from 6 o'clock in the evening till about 1 o'clock in the morning every day. So wherever you are, if you are in town also, you've had your days, your full day's tour or your full day's run around in the city of Bangkok, at night you can go to the Patpong market. You ask any taxi to take you there. They will drop you off at the Patpong market. You go right to the Patpong market and you do your little shopping. You find souvenirs at its most. You will find a lot of souvenirs there because lots of tourists go there. So your souvenirs and all those things at reasonable prices, you will definitely find there. So that's where you go for your night market shopping. And then you have other shopping centers also. You have the CM shopping, the jewel in the crown of the city shopping center, which is the CM Paragon. Completes the strip of malls that begins at MBK and fringes the square, often referred to as the battleground of the malls. These are where Bangkok earns its stripes as an international fashion hub with a profusion of leading designer flagship stores inside. Now you get all the high quality stores and so on. That is the CM shopping center. It is right where MBK shopping center is. So if you are a real shopaholic, that is what you should do. And go out there, look for these shops and go right into town. And from there, if you are going to Phuket, enjoy your holiday, because that is a chill out where you're going to kick your sandals out, sit on the beach, chill, relax, and enjoy yourself. And that is when it comes to going to Thailand. I hope you enjoy Thailand while you are there. Make the best of it. It's a full holiday. If you're doing an 8-day or a 10-day trip, you got Bangkok City, you got Phuket. Go out and enjoy it and have fun. I hope you all, whoever's going out to any holiday destination, take your musallas with you. At the airports, you are allowed to make salat. You can do that. Nobody's going to stop you. Make your namaz. Show who we are. That's of utmost importance. I repeat this time and time again. Let's show who we are. Muslim first, and then holiday makers. You can follow us on Globetrotting, Instagram, Globetrotting25. Our Instagram handle is Globetrotting25 or www.globetrotting.co.za. From myself, Muhammad Lambat, until next week, same place, same time. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.